In once again for Case Dismissed, the Intellectuals podcast, recording once again after hours, kinda.
After what hours?
Let's not dive into that too much. but if the co-pastors, if one of them walks in, let's just.
It's kind of a half day off, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Just came back from retreating.
Yeah, but so just in 1 week, podcast has gained national acclamation.
Blown up.
Yeah, I've seen stuff all over your Facebook about it.
Yes.
Yes. So,
and if you had Twitter, you'd see it all over my Twitter there about it.
Yep. That is true. We now have an account for Case Dismissed.
Hey, I got to tell you.
I think we're going to need Les Scott. I feel like you're already coming on strong last week.
Let it come to you, buddy. Let it come to you.
I was plugging the podcast. Okay.
That's a perfect segue. Les Scott, more Matt. There we go.
Yeah, who's that voice?
Yeah.
Yes, we are joined today. So in case you just don't remember. Case Dismissed, starring your favorite Caseys, Casey Perritt, myself, Casey Coates. Scott Heine is our creative guy, I guess.
Ish.
And today we're joined by a special guest, Mr. Matt Cain. Matt?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here with y'all. You know, I kind of had my eye on the prize for another podcast that was recently started, but then discovered Case Dismissed, and immediately my attention shifted to... getting on Case Dismissed. So I'm glad to be here.
Hard at us. I mean, it was like
it took like an
somewhat
hour.
Desperate. But
about an hour after we posted.
Yeah. It was like.
And Riley's gone. He underperformed.
Yeah.
In the first.
Each week we will kick off one person who is not.
And really, this will probably be Scott's last one with us till maybe Christmas.
Yes, I can confirm.
Thanksgiving,
that.
Christmas, because he's going back to college.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like I owe the listeners an apology. Here and you guys, because I gotta be honest, I wasn't thinking the podcast was gonna be too great, and as we were talking through it last week, I thought this sucks. And so I wasn't super engaged. I was chatting online with a car dealer about a car we were potentially gonna buy. I thought it was only gonna last 10 minutes. It went 45 minutes and I was ready to go play basketball. So I didn't give you guys my full intention, and
you
I apologize.
Yawned a lot.
But Casey, yeah. I mean half the audience couldn't handle your full attention. You know,
that's true.
I mean,
half the audience,
the people listening. If you were to give your full attention and your full intellect and all that stuff to the show, half the people wouldn't be able to hang. So
that's true. They probably would tune out due to just the intensity of it all.
Yeah.
So today we've got a healthy slate of topics to talk over with you guys. As always, feel free to call in. Our caller segment was especially got critical acclaim last week.
That was a hit. So, yeah. Let's see. There was 1-800 Case Dismissed.
That is correct.
Yeah. So call in right now.
We need like that. The open Case the Dismissed.
Fill them up, guys.
You know, we need the Law and Order, the chung chung. You know, like the. Yeah. But don't they, whenever it's.
I have that on my computer. I have that on my computer.
Between segments, they go chung chung.
I used it. I used to be the voice of Mesquite Horn Volleyball.
Mm. And I thought I recognized your voice.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
All you people out there, you guys remember.
And most people are like, I knew it.
Right. And that was one of the things that I would play during, if the ref had to come down off of the stair thing, you know, or when the ref was confused, anything that involved a legal volleyball issue, I would play the Law and Order theme.
Does it bother anyone else that in high school volleyball, the people making the decisions are just random Joe Schmoes from the audience?
Yeah, you know, it feels like they kind of
just give them a little flag.
Yeah, it feels like they kind of like go and just grab homeless people.
Yeah.
Say, hey, we'll pay you $8 to ref this game.
So, and a lot of them ref like that.
Yeah.
I've probably embarrassed Ashley more than she cares to remember.
You ever been kicked out of a game?
I haven't been kicked out. I really thought that I was I was very close to it last year in Princeton. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like packed. And so, and I was sitting on like the first or second row, just not far at all. And this was not one that they had the kids. They didn't pull two JV girls out and give them the flags to call lines. They actually had like the JV guy. When the JV game was over, the two officials came and called the lines, and he was terrible. Mm. And I was really close to him, and there wasn't a lot of people in the gym, and I was just wearing him out. And I thought that's probably the closest I've been in volleyball to, and I'm not even the worst in the family. The worst about it is her dad.
Really?
Yeah. He's by far the loudest with it. And then I'll probably come in second there.
Are we seriously talking about
girls
volleyball right now? I mean, that's kind of an oxymoron.
I don't know how we got there. Yeah.
Bottom five topics.
Yeah. So Matt brought some topics with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah. Do we want to dive into the relationship?
We don't really care much about transitions here.
Yeah. From last week's transition out of MC's motorcycle clubs.
A couple asked.
That was a hard transition.
A couple people asked me like that. I guess I'm not a big podcast listener in general, but I guess the thing to do is much like the other podcasts, like you play music between segments stuff like that. And I was asked about that, and my response was, "Do you really want this to go longer? You want me to drop in a minute of music to extend this out?"
So obviously in every relationship there are stages, right? Like when's the first time you hold hands, kiss, stuff like that. When do you meet the parents? The topic that I wanted to dive in today is when is it okay to start farting in a relationship? And obviously that's
a big deal.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And so kind of thinking, obviously it's twofold. When is it okay for the guy? And this is a double standard. I'm admitting that. That's okay. It's healthy. But when is it okay for the guy to start farting? When is it okay for... Is it ever okay? And if so, when is it okay for the girl to start farting?
Well, I'll just right off the bat. I think the general consensus of this podcast is that women don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Absolutely.
What I will just believe till...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I will take that to
so
the grave.
So you and Ashley have a strict, like... What's your policy?
I don't care to ever experience that from
like,
her.
Okay.
You know?
It's how do you experience a fart?
Well, you know, you're right there. Okay. I mean, if you give me a few minutes and you'll experience one, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know that any guy like desires to experience that.
Well,
that.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird Maybe people. Maybe Scott. Out there. I think there's everybody in the world who likes everything in the world is liked by at least one person.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
You know, bold claim.
Strong
Super
opinions.
Super generic.
Yeah, I mean,
strong opinions coming from.
It sounds like Casey kind of is one of those that kind of likes it. Yeah. Just kind of, yeah, I don't know, guys. Like there might be one.
Wait, but
it's
kind of
like
know,
an end around to making
room.
It okay.
So I want to know, so do y'all, like, is she allowed to fart in front of you, and are you allowed to fart in front of her?
You know, that's never come up. And we've never actually talked about it.
Oh, really?
But yeah, but I don't think that, I mean, I don't think it's any secret that it happens from my end, but I can honestly say I can't ever remember a time where, you know, I was kind of like, you know, did the brow and kind of looked over like, what did you just do? You know, like I can't remember any of that really. Maybe she just hides it really well, or it just doesn't happen. It's probably the way I like to believe it.
So, yeah. So your answer would be never. Never okay for a girl or for a guy?
No, or? Never okay. I would never be okay with that. It would never make me laugh.
Do you?
That's what you're...
Maybe cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you try to keep from audibly farting yourself, though, in front of her? Or do you just kind of open
it
up
me and
for
her?
Rain? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't really.
You
make
just let
much
it.
Of an effort.
You just let it fly.
Yeah.
Does she care? Did you just let it
I
fly?
Yeah. I feel like this is going to prompt us in to have a conversation because the more y'all are
That's
asking me, I haven't.
About.
Yeah,
the problem that we should discuss.
The reason why I mean, Lauren and I have. I mean, it's very spoken about, and so it's very clear. Like we do not fart in front of each other. Now, has it happened? Like. By accident, I mean, I think we've all experienced when we feel like we can control the decibel level of a fart and let it out, and no one be the wiser. But you know, every once in a while, just you know, takes hold in a more audible way. And so that's happened sometimes. But we
I'm getting sick.
We definitely have a policy of you don't do that. And my thought on it is like, in marriage, you're supposed to be like, you know, attractive to one another.
That's what I'm saying. You're going, and so for me, flirting could limit the attraction. Really,
I feel like you can mess with my psyche, and there might be some things that, you know.
Do y'all never go get through back. This, Matt? Because I got to be honest with you, Courtney seems like the most, like, just. No, I mean just so like just such the like so what's the what am I
Courtney's
trying to say?
Not
like just so nice and sweet and like reserved.
Innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
Surely I mean, she like, doesn't have that evil residing inside
right,
of her.
Right. I mean she doesn't seem like that she would just like pass Matt on the couch and hike the leg
and laugh
evilly as she continues on to the room.
I think Courtney she's not your like a you know Miss Farter or whatever, but I think she appreciates a good one when she hears one, maybe on TV or if we're out somewhere.
It's hard not and to.
Yeah, no, I think that I don't know who doesn't laugh when they hear a good fart.
Me.
I mean, I know you don't.
No.
You never find farts funny.
What's your response to farts?
I think the worse a fart is, the more I become more mad than angry because I know I'm about to smell it, you know? There are like funny sounding farts. I feel like don't smell that bad. Like the kind of like the very like high pitched, small ones. But the ones that stink and that are loud and like big, it's just like, why would you do that to my nose? You know.
But don't you live in a dorm?
I live in an apartment.
Apartment.
Yeah. Rally.
I'd say I think we can all agree who has
you and Rally
like,
don't make you each other laugh with that.
No.
Oh my god!
I mean, there are funny
farts.
Aren't you
kind of on a mission to prove that Scott is a little like kind of girlish?
We
kind of
talked about
like
this
that kind of
yeah.
That kind of plays
I mean,
into it that you don't.
My life's kind of a poster of that. Yeah, I understand.
I think we can all agree that probably the worst farter ever is Blake Klickner.
Yeah.
I mean, can we agree? Just if we're talking volume and like ratio of need to wipeage.
And he's a big man.
Yeah.
I do feel like the bigger you are.
Sweatier.
Like the more deadly your farts are, probably.
Yeah. Well, I would say that where Blake has loudness, Ian has smell.
See, that brings up an interesting topic. Let's hypothetically, if your woman was farted, would you rather her be audible, loud, but not smell, right? Or quiet but just hit you in the face, slap you with a stink fart.
Absolutely stink because
you take the silent,
I would be,
stinky.
Yes, because I would be able to convince myself that the dog did it or something.
We don't
if
even
I
have
heard
dog,
her
but.
Do it, I would probably just immediately throw up and pass out because there's women doing things like that just makes me so sick. And it came from my dad and he was the same way.
Yeah.
Like I can't even handle like belching.
Oh, that's worse.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
That's yeah.
Worse. No, that's not worse.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That's not
something
worse
about a burp,
to me. But
yeah.
It just seems.
Do y'all think that's worse?
It's like that, like you just ate a carton of eggs and then burped them right back in my face, like that kind of smell. Like that just makes me. Can I used to ride the ambulance?
There's something humorous about a fart. Like if a girl lets out a fart, it's like I can find the humor in that.
Oh.
I can personally.
That's an abomination.
Yeah.
But if she was to just come up here and burp, you know, it seems so just.
What do you find more controllable, a burp or a fart?
I would say a burp is more controllable.
Which is why I like them worse because, like, or I hate
you
them
like
more.
Them.
Like them worse?
That's a weird way to say that.
Words are hard. I hate them more.
I'm not sure what that even means. I like them worse.
Such a word smith.
Yeah, I was the same thing. Wow, what a word.
I've never been called that.
Case dismissed.
Never once.
We just dismissed that case.
For me, it's like. When you know you can control it better and you're still going to do it, that's just rude. So I'm with Matt.
Yeah.
I despise burping.
So for all the ladies listening, if you're a farter, it sounds like Scott Heine wants no part of you. Right?
I will
you're
say...
single, Scott?
I prefer neither. I mean, if we're being honest.
Neither
burping or farting.
Yes.
If you had to have one, fart.
I feel like we may come under some fire for, you know, we may be accused of like a double standard or whatever. And I just want to go on the record of saying that I do my dangdest to not fart around Lauren just because I don't want to introduce that evil into the relationship.
Yeah. Right.
And so, like, I try to – now, that it's – so, I remember on mission trip, Matt, I don't know if you remember this, but I walked into a room on high school mission trip. Sometimes it was like me and you and maybe one other person I was just talking to, and I just lifted my leg up and ripped this big nasty one, and then and Lauren was sitting in the room.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, Lauren was sitting in the room, and she's like, "What the heck?" And I was like, "Oh, dang! I was in like youth pastor mode, you know."
And if I just happened, I forgot
my wife was there.
I think the AC was out in our room. We had some box fans going, so you're probably sweaty. So that probably added to the sound and smell.
I definitely tried to not.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm aware that it's not attractive. And so I feel like I'm married up, you know, in looks. Mm-hmm. Like, and so.
Upgrade.
I can't.
So you're trying to.
I feel like I can't give her any reason to be any less attractive.
You're like hanging on by a thread, you're saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That anything could push
exactly,
you over.
Exactly. You know, put on some weight, you know, and stuff like that. The last thing you need to be doing is, you know, walking around just
letting
throwing your gas everywhere.
You have something to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that this is probably an area that I need to improve in. It sounds like...
You just let it go?
I wouldn't say that I just let it go, but I'm not as cautious as maybe I should be after talking to y'all. I would say that.
Well, I mean, if y'all don't have a... Not, for me, it really is like... It would cause a mental block. I think, like, I know some of my couple friends, like, they think it's funny to sit in each other's laps and fart on them.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
The guy thinks it's funny, like, when his wife comes and sits in his lap and farts on him or something. I'm
That's
like,
cruel.
What?
His no, wife? Like, yes. The yeah. They think it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
And I'm just like,
That's wrong.
That's disgusting.
That is
absolutely disgusting.
Mm. Mm.
That.
Yeah, I know. And so,
that's going to come up in some point in counseling down the road for that couple.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, that would just create a mental block. Like, I would have to seek counseling, for sure.
Well, that's so. I do think, hypothetically speaking, if a guy and girl were okay farting, I think my opinion is the ratio would have to be something like 10 to 1 or 15 to 1.
Mm.
Every 10 guy farts, the girl can fart once, maybe. But
I don't know,
is that
man.
Too low? That's just not a hurdle for me.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard for
me
to
there's certain
even
things
kind of
in
give
the
you that.
There's certain things in your marriage that like you kind of say, "Oh, okay, you know, we broke the seal."
Yep.
You know, the first time you have to go to the bathroom, but they're already in the shower, and so you have to use the bathroom while they're in the shower, and even though there's a curtain separating you, it's still obvious like I'm using the bathroom while she's in the shower, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the first time you Oh my gosh!
All these
sorry.
Cars
I'm sorry. Are we inconveniencing you?
That wasn't a drop.
I mean,
with your
pretty busy.
What is that? Where's that
Princeton,
from?
Texas.
Oh, is it Lauren?
Phoenix.
Is it Lauren listening right
Where
now?
Where is
calling
Princeton?
In? Princeton? I just talked about. I was in Princeton for the volleyball back in the volleyball segment.
Oh no! Let's not go back to that.
I should have been.
It's up. It's kind of up north.
Okay. Cool.
Is that generic enough?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a caller from Princeton.
Good thing Texas is a small state.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the first time that you wake up, the no makeup thing, your hair is messed up, that's like a hurdle.
Like you're
to
not
get
wearing
past.
Makeup?
Yeah.
Or she's
right, yeah, I took my makeup off. The first time you forget to close a door all the way, you know, and the dog nudges it, and then, you know, one or the other, you see them using the bathroom. Like, those are hurdles to get past that are almost inevitable. Like, this feels like body control to me, in that you don't ever have to go past this
mm-hmm.
hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Fair true. Enough. Well, I have some improvement
good.
All to right. do as a husband.
I'm glad
I
we can
like.
That's quality, guys.
Yeah.
Out there.
Quality segment.
Yeah, so.
Cool. What's up next, Scooter?
So, last week, Casey Pruitt brought up the top 5 male body parts.
Non-dirty.
Non-dirty, correct.
That is important.
Yep.
This week, we figured we would
Our
give
family
you the.
Show.
Yes. Safe for the whole family.
That's right.
This week, we thought we'd give you the top or the bottom 5 male body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Non-dirty. So,
yeah, and I have to say I didn't do a lot of prep work for this because I didn't think we were going this route.
That should be our show's theme, really. It's just
no prep
case
work.
Case dismissed. We aren't ready.
Right? Yeah, we're not ready.
I like that.
Yeah, pretty good.
We're not trying to be something we're not, you know.
Okay, so I will accept help because right off the bat I have 2 solid ones, and then
right. Mr. Popular.
I'm just listening to this real quick.
Is it too much to ask you to put it just on silent or vibrate?
Sponsor or commercial break?
Don't put it next to the microphone. Casey's, it might be personal. And then it's
a voicemail right now during our podcast.
We're good, guys.
You have two solid ones.
I have two solid ones. Matt threw one out during a show prep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All 5 minutes. And,
in the green room.
Yeah, as we were walking in. So, I mean, I'll say, should we go in order? Should we try to make these in order?
Let's try. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go five. I like Matt's for five, which is, this is the least, the bottom five guy body parts, non-dirty body parts from a woman's perspective.
Right.
And we're going to go five is back hair, right?
This is absolutely.
The fifth worst thing.
And I have it.
Yeah.
I kind of have wings. Yeah.
You've never noticed.
I'll show you.
Casey is
I've
now
never noticed
shirtless.
Your back hair.
For please unbuttoning.
Have I ever seen you shirtless?
Jumping leaps and bounds here.
You know just something? At the retreat on the boat. And were you not out there with
me? No, you? I didn't go out there with you.
I tried to wakeboard and I failed three times. Yeah.
Man.
Casey, you have a back for radio.
Oh,
it's not that bad.
You know,
you do have angel wings.
It's not as thick.
Yeah, I have wings.
I have the same thing.
The hair, that's to that
the
extent.
The hair grows in a inch really on my shoulder blades, and that's it. It's very strange. Yeah,
my back hair is more below my shoulder blades, but it's very, very blonde. And
yeah, you're
and
lucky.
Very
yeah, mine, I've got... I would say I've got more of the random stray hairs,
yeah,
which are, you know, I'm not proud of them.
Yeah.
And then as you get closer down to the butt, things start, you know, growing more tropical down there and lush and stuff.
Okay, well.
So I have a funny story about back hair.
You know, there's toucans and stuff?
It might not be funny, but, you know, what? I missed that whole thing. I just
okay.
caught the toucan.
I don't know.
Sure. Toucans have
he's
back
got,
hair?
He's got palm trees, apparently, yes. down around his rear. Okay.
Show us.
Oh, please don't. So Matt,
we interrupted your story.
Story.
Yeah. Well, you know, I teach eighth graders and try to always find my goal in my classroom is just to be funny. Really, that's like my platform. Maybe
it's most important.
And you know, to care about the kids' education and all that. But we talked about this dude named Harry Hess, right? And so in order to get it in the kid's mind that his name was Harry Hess, I put up a picture of a dude that had a hairy back mm-hmm. instead of Harry Hess. And thinking the eighth graders would, like, catch the sarcasm and laugh. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my bad, guys, that's Harry Hess. That's Harry back. And I was kind of waiting for the laughter, you know, that never came.
Yeah.
Just a dude with
could have told you that back. One. You might have run that past the podcast first.
You ever shave?
You know, some guys who my back? No, I've just got the stray hairs. I don't need.
To. How would you shave?
I've tried.
I have.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
Do you put a razor on a?
You
back
got
a,
like
scratcher?
a paint extension?
I get Ashley to do
razor.
It. Oh. I get Ashley to do it.
Oh yeah.
I need a wife.
Okay,
then.
Now, hold yeah, on. See, let's go back you to your whole. What's okay. attractive?
Make her share
inconsistent here.
I think she.
Like, does she like that?
I think
does she get her going?
I think she appreciates when I make the effort. Yeah.
I guess she'll be a part of the solution.
She's like, ooh, you're shaving your back. What do we got planned?
I've had it.
You want, baby?
I've had it waxed once, and that was so painful, and I bled. Oh my gosh, my back was bleeding.
Your back bled?
Yes, man. Yes. You're ripping the hair out of your body instead of gently, you know, hitting it with three blades that
hair?
Raise the hair as you go past it.
Mm. That seems like a lot of hair for yeah. to cause blood.
Yeah. So have you given up on shaving the back hair or
no.
do you still do it at strategic times?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. It's all about timing. Like, if we have to go to, you know, if we're going to the beach for a week or something, I'll do back and chest.
Mm. I shave my chest,
yeah. But not the staff retreat, of course.
No, I'm not trying to impress.
Wait,
you.
No, so
we're not worthy
how
enough.
How often do you shave your chest more than you shave your back?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Like how often do you shave your chest?
Oh man. Maybe once, I haven't lately, but maybe once every month or two.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah.
So you let it grow up?
I'm more often
than
that.
Like a week and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
Every once.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it being some. Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. That just seems, I don't know. I guess if you've been doing it forever, it seems normal. To me, I don't know how many times I've been told I need to shave my chest by people, but it just seems kind of girly.
Why?
Some
shaving your
hey,
body.
Hey, why don't we offer minded? The 20th caller gets to shave your chest?
No, I'm not shaving my chest.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
let's sounds wax awesome. Your chest on air ain't next yes. week.
Ain't happening. Sorry, buddies.
Does Lauren care about your chest hair at all?
No, I mean, she's never expressed any interest at
she's
all.
She's never wanted to braid it.
Toward or? Me shaving my chest. I mean, she's never pushed me toward that at all. Now, I think she would probably be open for me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't bother her, I don't think, you know.
I don't think it bothers Ashley either, but it's just something.
I'm just.
You know why you should do it?
Why?
Because you work out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you
shirtless?
Would, yeah. And you would look.
That's a good point.
Like, you could see more definition.
Yeah,
like
I understand.
That.
And I get that. I'm just not looking for another, like, hygiene thing to do. I'm not looking to add more to my routine.
It's more of like
and also,
thing?
I would think that once the stubble starts growing out a little bit, that would drive me nuts how it would feel on my shirt.
It feels pretty good.
For me,
I like it.
Really. No. Yeah.
For me, it only feels weird it right after I shave it.
Like yeah, I find myself doing this a lot, like
yeah.
in the stubble.
Oh yeah, I'm always doing that, laying in bed.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of ride yeah. on the sternum, you know. Okay. This is sternum, right?
Why does the hair grow thicker around the nipples?
Great question.
I did not think I'd have to answer that
are gonna,
question when I woke up this morning.
Is that just one of those things we're gonna have to ask Jesus when we get to heaven?
Yeah, I guess yeah. so.
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five questions to ask Jesus.
Yeah, anyways, we're still on number five. We still have
Ooh,
four more to go.
That's a good segment.
Oh.
Ooh, things to ask
write
Jesus.
That down.
I'm full of
that'd be a spiritual emphasis
segments.
Week. Right?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go here pretty soon.
You got to leave?
We yeah. won't miss
How
you.
How much time do you
got
have? Like 10 minutes?
We got our class tonight. Yeah, I need
okay.
to leave here in 9
well,
minutes.
Well, the only
no, you don't have to finish the five with me here.
Yeah, no, but let's just put it off.
Give the people
no,
what they wait. Want.
Okay.
Should we just
kill
wait?
The next 9 minutes?
I mean, this is our own podcast. We can do our
how many minutes?
We can spend the next 9 minutes taking calls because what?
Oh
that,
yeah, we can take
what that
calls.
Did was that actually the bottom five just turned into a good back hair segment. So
yeah,
I mean,
a good yeah. Solid.
We got to have the people coming back for something.
That's true.
So should we just take?
Yeah.
Some
hey,
calls?
Wait. Before we move on to back hair, y'all seen some guys though that it's like their back hair is like a fur coat.
Oh yeah,
I've seen some. Like
that's what I'm thinking of when I offered this up. I'm thinking of the fur coat. Nasty.
And it's like an inch and a half long.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Like you're not even sure if it's really
down.
Human.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like
very thick, dark usually.
Yeah.
How does that work? How much would it cost to get laser hair removal on your entire back?
Good question.
Pruitt, have you looked into this?
No. Laser?
Or whatever, electrolysis, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've thought about that. Like when I'm older?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no...
Oh, if I had like a, if I had that hairy of a back...
Yeah.
I would definitely be considering that if it was affordable.
How permanent is that?
I think it's
here's
permanent.
A good question.
I think
if your wife had a hairy
cell.
Back,
oh,
what
gosh.
Is the amount
okay.
you would pay to get rid of that forever? Not get rid of your wife. Get rid of the hair on your wife, her back.
A lot of money. I mean, like, whatever
yeah,
I have, basically.
That. Yeah.
And I'd probably take out some IOUs.
And people would probably gladly donate to that fund, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, go
oh
fund me.
Getting
you
your
do
wife's
yeah,
how about this?
Do bro funding.
What if we started
absolutely.
A GoFundMe?
I would support any of y'all
give
if you're
you a
trying
couple
to
bucks.
Yeah. Let's start
yeah,
a GoFundMe.
That'll probably happen for Scott. I can see you marrying someone with a lot of back hair.
I can't because I can see back hair. I'd be like, no.
Oh, you're gonna see him with their clothes off, huh?
Hmm.
Before you marry him.
Confession.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I'm not gonna comment on that one. Just let that one go.
Getting flustered?
Yeah.
What I was saying, though.
Oh, we know what you were saying.
Let's make a GoFundMe to get laser hair removal for Casey. Pruitt.
He doesn't. He's not at
he
that
He doesn't
point.
Need it.
I don't. Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
That fund would take like $20
for
a
oh, this
some
is
some shaving cream.
If you had
have
the
you
crazy.
Been listening?
No. This is, you're talking about the crazy back hair, right?
What?
Get it if you had the crazy back hair?
Yeah, I'm saying
okay,
if you had crazy type. Back hair, how much would it cost to get electrolysis on your whole back?
Hey, you can
maybe we could get funded by an electrolysis place and you can get free electrolysis. Not
yeah,
that you
get
need it, but
hey,
I mean,
yeah,
you take it.
If it's free, I'll take it, yeah.
I bet there's somebody out there listening that wants to sponsor.
That's
they want
to
leverage
the hair off your back.
Our listenership.
Yeah.
For a full back
ooh.
At a couple spots, $500.
Oh,
no
dude.
Chance. Wait. $500. I'm not paying $500
oh,
bucks
really?
For that.
That sounds like a
one
freaking
time fee?
Bargain.
One time and
$500
and have no back hair the rest of your life.
I don't care about it then. No.
Dude, break it down per follicle.
LASIK is $3,000, I think, for the same
yeah.
thing. So if you're getting permanent
and LASIK only lasts like 10 years, from what I heard. If that's permanent, if that's permanent, and it's only $500.
Let's say you live 30 more years, just very low end.
Yeah. Okay. What is? How long does it last?
If I was truly committed to shave my chest as you guys are, I would probably consider paying $500 to electrolysis my chest for $500.
How long? Does it say how long it lasts?
Doesn't that seem like
I would do it.
A good use of God's financial blessings?
I would say 500 is probably, I don't know if I can go on that.
Like all the money that God's, don't you think God would want for you to not have to shave your chest ever again?
I think that's probably his intention for us.
Did Jesus shave his chest?
I doubt it.
Well, then why are y'all?
I think 500 is probably.
Okay, actually, it's misleading.
Nice.
Oh.
It seems like it takes multiple treatments.
Yeah.
And so you go in like a series of them, like over like a short amount of time, then it's done. But you're paying $500 per treatment.
Oh,
golly.
It seems like the price goes down each treatment, but you might need like 3 to 6 treatments.
Okay.
Yeah. So not worth it.
I'm also now an expert.
I think it's still around being worth it.
But I mean, there are also probably better things you can use that money for.
If I was Scott and I was a single dude still trying to, you know, land the right one, then I might be interested in it.
But
I don't feel like my back hair is a deal breaker for my marriage. So
I'm not
going to spend any amount of money other than the disposable razor.
Yeah, I suppose you're kind of in the clear now. I mean,
yeah, I'm on total cruise control.
I don't know. I think your back hair may be affecting your relationship in ways you don't know of.
Really?
Yeah. Is back hair pulling Casey and Ashley apart?
I don't know. Call us. Let us know.
Question of the day.
1-800 case dismissed.
Chung chung.
Boom 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 boom. No, we should have. Not the Law and Order. We should get the theme from Night Court.
Night Court?
You never watched Night Court?
No, I did, but I don't remember the theme song.
Yeah, I remember it.
How's it go?
Well, tell us.
It's like boom bop, boom doom.
That sounds like Hanson.
Boom bop. Boom bop. Boom bop. Boom bop. Doom 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 doom. Then the saxophone came in.
Wait a minute.
You don't remember that?
I think these kind of things are so funny, these situations, because it's like in Casey's head, he is nailing that.
Yeah,
you know?
And
we're going, what the crap are you
what
talking
about?
Scott's going to play it and you're going to hear it. Hold on.
What was the premise of Night Court?
Stop it and start it over.
So, Night Court?
Hey, I don't know. I'm sorry to cut you out there. I don't know if the people listening are going to enjoy this as much as I am, but I'm willing to possibly be late to our class tonight.
All right, very close. Liz, you hear it? There's the saxophone.
I've got to say, he nailed it.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you play it just for us for a second? They don't, or put it up to
just
the mic.
Put it on the table or on. Yeah. No, there. Phone. Well, there. He's playing in here. Just lay it on the table right here. You don't have to be
unplugged in.
Yeah, you can unplug it. Just play it for us.
Is it getting louder than that?
Can you turn it up?
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
This is where I went.
Oh, I remember.
I've never heard this.
You did get it.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Is Night Court what it sounds like? Just
a comedy back in the day.
It's a comedy. Oh. It takes place in the courtroom, kind of.
Okay, I have some beef with the courtroom real quick.
Wait. We need to sound like that was one of those TV shows as a kid that my dad watched and loved, and I like hated it. You know those shows that now if you probably went back and watched it, you would like it too because you're a dad now. But like as a kid, it felt like torture. So Night Court was one of those for me. Sanford and Sons hated that with a passion.
Yeah.
Did y'all have any shows like that that
for
your dad watched that you hated?
Even for me now, not being a dad, just being older, MASH.
Yeah, that is terrible.
I didn't care for MASH.
How about you, Matt? Do you have anything?
I don't have any. My dad used to watch cooking shows all the time.
Ooh,
you know, cooking shows, and I was like, "What in the world is appealing about this?" You know, like, but
yeah,
and
I'm still not a big cooking show watcher.
Oh, man.
Now, I will say that I remember my dad always going to Home Depot, and I hated it, but now I love it.
I can remember a couple my mom had. Now, I mean, because she would every morning she'd pop her VHS in and set the VCR to record, you know, like One Life to Live and General Hospital. But some stuff that we used to have to watch at night that I just couldn't stand were, I think they ran back to back. It was Dallas and... Was it Knox Landing? I believe that's what it was.
Sounds familiar.
Dallas and then Knox Landing. I don't know if it's Knox or Knots, but I believe, I'm assuming it's Knox because it wasn't set in the sea. So I'm assuming it's Knox Landing.
Could be like Don Knotts.
Yeah, could have been. But those were back-to-back shows.
I'm on watching I Love Lucy, and that's really death. All she ever watched, which I can jump on board with I Love Lucy.
I don't know. I've
it's funny.
Always felt like I Love Lucy is a show that girls like. Girl humor.
Yeah, I didn't.
We need to talk about girl humor someday. Let's write that down.
Or lack thereof.
Because, yeah,
I mean, how they don't get our humor is what I'm saying. Like,
I think they get it. It's just like they have a whole different brand of humor, no doubt.
There's no doubt about that. I will be in a room with Courtney and her sisters and her mom, and they will be laughing at something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm searching my brain to find the humor, just happened.
Oh, whenever you get girls together and girl humor is being distributed, they will just giggle.
Courtney's little sister says hacha bacha, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's not a real word. Obviously, clearly none of y'all even smiled at that, right?
No.
But
no.
You say that word and
yeah.
I don't know.
I do not get it. Okay, it's just
I don't know if it's a lower form or a higher form. What? But it's a different form of humor.
Yeah.
Can I say something just really quick? And lately, I think me and you have talked about this, Casey. I'm going back to earlier when I said I have some beef with the courtroom.
Okay.
And this might be in our, if we ever do a bottom five worst jobs, or most pointless jobs. What in the world is the point of the sketch artist in the courtroom?
Can I just say,
That was a quick segment.
I'm in shock, and I need to be ministered to.
We don't know what the deal is.
I just got our electricity bill for emailed to me for this past month, $342.
Dang.
What's yours typically? What's y'all's?
How boring of a question was mine that we're on energy bill.
That's
bills.
Shocking to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Does that seem like apologize to everyone for
you barely got to finish your sentence.
Ever, even daring to bring up.
At least he allowed you to finish the sentence. I guess that's courtesy.
All those itching ears about energy bills.
But seriously, how much is your house?
We pay about $140 for electricity.
Yeah, maybe right around.
Bummer.
Expensive months were $230, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it used to be for us. I think our AC is like about to go out, so I think it's running like 24/7. You know.
Yeah, and you already keep your AC up pretty high.
Yeah, like 78.
How do you know, Scott?
That was a big point of discussion.
Sleeping
this
over
weekend.
At Casey's.
Yeah, no, they kept it.
No, both nights at the retreat this weekend, we turned the air down to what every guy should want it to be, like 68 while you sleep. And both nights, Casey got cold. And got up and turned it up to like 78.
I felt like I was sleeping at the North
78?
Pole.
78?
It was something like that.
Are we just not?
I'm with you on the sketch artist thing. I mean,
I've heard jokes
just
about
take
this.
A picture,
you have?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Who? They stole my material because I wanted to write.
When
a bit.
Did you make this material?
Several years ago, right, okay. Casey? Well, I came to you about this.
What I've heard is that, like, it's very antiquated technology, you know? Like, the best we can do is draw the scene. You could
okay,
video
I need to know
it,
who this is.
I think you heard it from Matt.
No.
You're just not realizing.
Because
I'm with Scott here. I feel like I've heard this bit.
My like nighttime.
Y'all heard it from Matt.
It originated
my nighttime listening is like comedy albums. And there's like a small number of them that I listen to. And so I want to say it might be like Mike Birbiglia, Tommy Jonigan, or John Mulaney. I think it's one of those three.
Either one of those three got it from me somehow.
I'm sure they did.
I
couldn't tell.
Anyways,
any name there.
Wherever it came from.
I'll do some research.
I don't understand. I'm all for employing people. You know, I'm all for creating jobs and all that stuff. But to have someone sit there and draw a cartoon of... I
guess it's our only...
Take a picture and be done with it.
It's because they're in there because cameras are not allowed, right? So it's like it's the artist's rendition of what's going on. Is that the deal?
But what do we even, I mean, I'll give you that, you know, like no cameras allowed. But what do we even need? Are they going to create, you know, a cartoon of Johnny the murderer one day?
Yeah, like if they were drawing the fight that took place in the courtroom.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool. But yeah, just, I mean, we kind of get what a courtroom looks like. Yeah, I'm with you. Like you don't have to draw him on the stand.
No.
I can kind of picture that.
No. I don't know. It just seems like a very pointless job. I'm happy for those people. I think that
sometimes we need to use our imagination.
Good outlet,
you know,
for their skill, but I don't know that it needs to be.
We need to flex our
a paid position
brain muscles.
Yeah, I think really all they're drawing is.
Have you found who?
I'm looking at it now. Not yet.
Who's that like?
It's gonna say
if
Matt.
If you're Cain. A car reporter, you might be a redneck.
Is that? Is it say Matt?
It does not say Matt Cain. I'm still looking.
Don't you have to go?
That bit,
I was supposed to go.
That bit is not registered as Matt Cain.
Aren't y'all like adopting?
Yeah, it's our adoption class. And
that kid is sitting in there waiting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like I've waited my whole life for a family.
Where's? Oh, sorry.
Well, he's waited.
Sorry, son. He's doing a podcast.
They'll understand.
So you're gonna miss our you're gonna miss our call-in segment.
Oh, we're still going on.
Wow.
Yeah, we're still recording right now.
We need to get this rolling because
we are still recording right now.
I gotta get home.
I've gotta go
clean the house and stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, should we just skip the calls and just make a rap here or what? Make a rap.
Like yo, you've been listening.
Or
in case this mess.
Like a you could interpret that as like a sandwich wrap.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
A lot of ways you could take that.
I'm
none
sure
of them seem relevant for trying to conclude this, but.
Well, I mean.
What was this? What?
I can understand.
Just made a weird
Matt's
got
to go. Matt's got to go for a good reason.
Yeah.
But you'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
You'll
I
jump.
Mean, if y'all will have me back.
Yeah, you'll come back on. We still have too much to talk about.
Yeah.
I feel like we only scratched the surface of. Court.
We talked a lot about nothing today,
and energy bills. There's so much that we can talk.
Yeah, really,
about.
We've got to dive into
we
energy
plenty
bills.
We have plenty on back here, but that's really
you do need to get that
really
looked at
it.
Though. 340.
Yeah, 340 is too much for your. I mean, your house is what, like 2,000 square feet?
Yeah,
no. Yeah, that's too much.
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe for my
for
AC
electric
bill
bills?
Each.
You can
each
you can
year,
choose
each month.
You can have a drop down menu. We can support your chest hair. Removal or your AC electricity bill
options.
Yeah, that, like options. Yeah. You don't have enough going on to be at 340.
No.
You know.
No.
I mean, you don't.
Not
I mean, you got
parties.
A couple kids that turn lights on and stuff. I'm sure, but I mean,
it's not like we're using an electric sander. Like,
right. Exactly.
All day, every day.
Is that your first idea of what sucks energy?
That is
you
what,
know, Sanders.
That is what
taking a lot of energy.
340. Lauren's been running that belt sander all
night. I told you 10 minutes a day.
Yeah. Dayton's welding again.
Wait, does that use electricity?
Probably. How else would you generate the?
I don't know.
Yeah,
the heat.
Well, you have the thing that lights.
Rubbing sticks
yes,
together.
Yes, yes, you do. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Because you have
it's
you,
gas. It's not an electric.
There could be multiple options.
It's
yeah.
a flame.
I'm pretty sure you can buy an electric
that
welder.
That's true. It is a flame.
That produces an
I
electronic
bet,
flame.
I bet industrial ones are probably our gas. There could be more commercial, more homemade, home version ones.
Well, it's kind of like
a solderer. Yeah, a solderer is electric.
Have y'all seen The Office?
Welding
episode?
Is gas.
Yes,
I'm saying
at wedding.
We'll look into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The wedding.
Yeah.
The way.
When he says Webster's Dictionary defines wedding as the fusing together of two metals with a hot torch.
That's welding.
Anyway. Well,
it's gotta
leave. Flame. I think we flamed out.
I've gotta leave 15 minutes ago.
I mean, we're at about the 40 minute mark, so that's probably enough
really
for today.
We really gave them about a C effort today.
Yeah. This has pretty weak. Been pretty weak.
I had my B minus game.
I had fun.
Yeah, it was tons of fun. So tune in next time. I don't know. Maybe we'll get to one next week. I don't know. We'll see. And we'll try to tackle the other four parts of the dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take some calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll figure out ways for Casey to cut back on his electricity.
Yeah. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you next week.
So we don't have to sign off or anything.
I don't know. You kind of welcome. Should you?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Should you sign off?
I'm sure he just said.
Case all right. Well,
nothing.
Back to you. Back to you, people. Back to your lives. Have lots of fun. And keep on trucking, Chief. Is that a good one?
Perfect.
Okay. Bye.